With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Mabel Dobbs hopes that her granddaughters will one day take over her Idaho ranch, but she has some doubts. Dobbs got involved in ranching more than 30 years ago when she married her husband and now owns land in both Idaho and Oregon on the border near Weezer. It's about 75 miles north of Boise. And she's also a local organizer with the Idaho Organization of Resource Councils. Living through the farm's crisis in the late 80s, Dobbs has watched corporate producers take control of the ag market in recent decades, pushing out some of the smaller players. But she says Americans' growing consideration of what they eat gives her hope.
The individual's point of view that I want something better than what I've been feeding my family or I've been eating for my own health benefits, I think we see a change. In all of these little small towns around here, we have every summer small farmers markets that run for 6 weeks, 2 months, which is a step in the right direction.
And Dobbs wants to see smaller producers finally get together and organize.
I say, you need to get involved. You need to do something. Well, I don't have time. Well, now they've about run out of time because now they have no control.
Dobbs says the expansion of farmers markets and local agriculture are small pieces of the puzzle to give back control to the 16% of producers not controlled by larger corporations. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.